What's up, people? It's your boy JT Thompson, and we back today with another episode of Gym Talk. I want to first start by saying that thank you for everyone who's been listening to the iPod, and for those who, you know, they love the iPod, and for those who even hate what I talk about, thank you. It's all good. It's all love at the end of the day. Yesterday, we had a nice little conversation, and it was a little bit of a controversy with it. I had lost female friends on Facebook. You know, they got highly upset with me, and, you know, in case you guys missed it, we was talking about if you're out of shape, certain things you just shouldn't wear. And I think we're all aware of that, and we all have friends that that we would love to tell them, like, hey, you know, maybe you shouldn't have that on. But, you know, as friends, we tend to pacify their situation, or what's another word? We tend to just babysit where they're at, because, you know, especially with women, you know, women love to, I'm big and beautiful, and it doesn't matter what size you are, until they hit that good doctor, and that good doctor get to tell them about them clogged up arteries and high blood pressure, and, you know, the list goes on. But anyway, it was a good conversation yesterday. A lot of people loved it, a lot of people hated it, but, you know, that's the nature of when you you're doing podcasts on the radio. That's the nature of it. You're having a talk show. And all you're doing is just trying to, you know, start up good conversation and get debates going that can really be relevant to what's going on in people's life. So, with that said, it was a good show, but I digress. Today, we're going to get on a new topic, man. How to control your kids' eating habits. This is a big thing in America right now. You know, we have a lot of parents who are, including myself, you know, we tend to pacify our kids, you know, because, you know, the first thing we say is, well, he's a growing boy, or she's a growing girl. There's nothing wrong with them having ice cream and cake and potato chips and Snickers and candy bars. And we don't take accountability of thinking like this is really bad for them. You know, rotting their teeth out, and they're getting overweight. You know, we got some of the little fattest kids in America. They're just walking around, just, you know, back in my day, I remember when, before I even hit the gym, we was outside. We was outside all the time. We was playing. We was, you know, playing basketball, kickball, baseball. We used to, you know, if you're my age, and if you remember this, the old school, how many of y'all would go outside and race? You know, it'd be about 10 of y'all, and everybody lined up on who they want to race and who they faster than. And or if you didn't race, you play football catching the street. Or you always knew somebody who had a pogo stick. And, you know, you're bouncing around on the pogo. I mean, we did so much stuff of wrestling, playing tag. You know, we did so much stuff outside. Like, these kids now are just this fat little chunky kid sitting on a bed playing PlayStation and listening to the iPod, and then these cell phones is like, this is probably the worst thing that could ever happen to human beings. You know, but it's a gift and a curse with these cell phones. But for a kid, I just think that they shouldn't have. I think no kid should have a cell phone until they're well in eighth grade or better. But I see kids in third and fourth grade with cell phones. It's like they shouldn't even have a phone. You get what I'm saying? You know, they shouldn't be that addicted to something that they're not ready for. And we as parents got to start putting stipulations and responsibilities, more responsibility on our kids. And we got to start letting them have what they want. We have to get out of that whole ideology of, I want my kid to have everything that I didn't have when I grew up. Maybe the things that you didn't have when you grew up made you the hustler you are today, and the person that you are today. Maybe not having the things that you had growing up made you the successful person that you are today? And giving your kids everything that you didn't have that made you successful is kind of like taking away the hustle from them. Like, it's like you're giving them so much to where they ain't even got to hustle. They just come to you and say, hey, I need some money. And you say, okay. Or, hey, I need some new J's. Okay. And they little chunky little butt go back to the bedroom and chill and eat and sleep. Because they know you're going to do everything. So, I think right now we're in a state of being of where we have to take our kids and we have to feed them accordingly. You know, we got 3 and 4 year olds looking like they're in the second grade. Big, you know, and we gotta do something with making them eat right. As parents, we have to make our kids eat right. I don't care how y'all are probably listening to this right now. And, oh my God, is he telling us how to feed our kids? And I'm not doing that. What I'm trying to do is encourage everybody to want to do the right thing when it comes to keeping ourselves in shape. It starts with the parents. If your kids see the parents going to the gym, playing softball or going bowling or going out to golf or whatever it may be, it lets them know, like, doing outdoor activities is good. My parent is doing it. And then you got to take your kid along. I'm almost ready to say you got to force your kid. Kick their little butt and put them in the car and say, you going outside today. You're going to come outside with me today. You know, go swimming with them. Little things like that will help them keep in shape. That's a workout even if they don't know it. Because we know they don't want to go to the gym. So we do other little things that's going to involve them working out. Swimming. You know, a softball game. Get them in Little League football and baseball. You know, we got to start doing these little things. Soccer. Tennis. Golf. I don't care. They got to do something. They got to have something that's more constructive. They got to have some activity in their life. We can't allow our little kids to sit around and play video games all day and be dumbed down. You know, we can't dumb our kids down to nothingness. We have to put them in a situation to where they can win. And that starts with us. We have to make sure that they eat right. We got to make sure that they have some activities going on in their life. So once they get a little older, you can start gradually introducing them to a different lifestyle, which would involve them taking care of their body. That's not hard to do nor ask. I think a lot of people should take in consideration that, you know, what I'm telling them is not a bad thing. This is a great thing. You see, you may need a friend like me to just be brutally honest and tell you, like, hey, we as parents, I'm putting myself in this. We as parents have to do a better job with our kids' diet and health. Seriously. You know, I know people who got kids that are 18 years old, 300 pounds. Why is your 18-year-old 300 pounds? Why? Like, oh, he has a big dad that just runs in their family. Stop it. Just stop it. You know, if you got an 18-year-old son and he's a high school football All-American, 270, 280, solid, even if he was 300, solid, I can see that. He's an athlete. And even still, I wouldn't recommend for him to be 300 solid. I would say, hey, you know, you're playing football, son. Let's bring that down about a good 240. You know, you can still be effective at 240, 250 at doing what you do. You don't have to be 300. Let's take this thing slow and see where we can take it before we start approaching massive weight. And trying to introduce muscle on top of that. Let's take this thing slowly. But when your kid 250 pounds or better and just sloppy, you know he's sloppy, and you're doing nothing about it as a parent, and then they go to the doctor say, for right now, he's good. You know, he has no high blood. He's young. But yeah, he should lose some weight. You should have him on a diet plan or something. You got to give him something. You got to start feeding him a little healthier. Other than that, your kid's fine. That's cool. We all want to hear our kid is fine. But he's not fine when he's walking around like that. Whether y'all believe it or not, your son or daughter has low self-esteem at 18 years old and they're sitting at 250 pounds or better. Trust me when I tell you, they will not tell you. Kids these days, I do realize that they won't tell us parents too much of anything because they're embarrassed of a lot of things. So, you know, especially when it comes to weight. Weight is such a sticky topic, you know, as I saw yesterday with grown women, you know, throwing temper tantrums. That, you know, it's a sticky topic to where kids are like, you know, they want to say something, they want the help, but how do they go about it? How do they get help about their weight and how they feel and how they look at themselves and their self-esteem? How do they get that when their mom and dad just sitting around at home eating? Or the mom and dad, they go out to the movies and have a nice little time and leave the kids at home. You know? And then, you know, you got the parents that's like me, where I'm in shape, and lo and behold, my little son can give me the puppy dog eyes, and I give him cookies, and I'm like, why am I giving my son cookies and ice cream? And, you know, I get it, you know, I like giving him those things when he deserves it. You know, you're doing a good job in school, I give him a little treat. You know, but other than that, I do my best, and anybody who know me know I do it. My son sometimes will eat a lot of my meal prep. You know, the scrambled eggs and beef and the chicken and veggies. But my son is just like anybody else's kid. Chips, chicken, I want some candy. And I'm just like y'all. I'm thinking it won't hurt him. But deep down, I'm like, I'm tripping. This is not bad parenting, but it's bad parenting. I'm up here giving my kid all this junk food when, you know, and I'm a personal trainer. You know, I'm getting on grown folks about what they eat, and here I am letting my kid eat whatever. So even me, I have to do a better job at making sure that my son intakes a healthier diet and he's eating better. At the end of the day, it would benefit our kids to be able to live a healthy or somewhat of a healthy lifestyle at a young age. It's only going to help them out for when they get older. And believe it or not, they appreciate you for, you know, those life lessons of what they learned from you when they were young. So that's the show today. I'm going to go ahead and get to work and take care of some business and everything. I'll get with y'all tomorrow. We're going to have another good one. We're going to talk about these churches, spiritual people, and the reverends who preach the word and overweight, and they ain't doing nothing about their temple, because you know in church they love to say the body is the temple. You gotta take care of the body. This is what Jesus lived. And guess what, I believe that because I go to church. But the man who preaching this is all the way out of shape, and the saints in the church is even more out of shape. So we're going to attack that subject tomorrow. So me going to make sure that this, you'll see. I don't have to say no more on that one. But thanks for listening today. I'll get with y'all tomorrow.